Hello, my friend. Jeff C. here with a great new resource that I put together just for you. It's a complete database of all the tools that I use to create content and run my business. I've got apps, software, hardware, and even my favorite AI tools. It's easy to find what you need and tells you exactly how I'm using them in my business. To get access to my toolbox, just go to jeffc.com/toolbox. That's J-E-F-F. S is in Sam, I-E-H. That's I before E, especially in C. That's how my mama had me learn it. So go check it out. And if you haven't heard me say it in a while, I appreciate you listening, my friend. And now, on with the episode.
Welcome to the Manly Pinterest Tip Show. Pinterest Tip Show. A show designed to assist man in his quest to succeed on Pinterest. If you have interests in the content you want to share, content you want your clients to see, learn ways to grow and succeed in this unique and exciting world, one man will assist you on your journey. To become a pinner and grow your presence online, men and women can share in the success. And here to show you how
is your host,
Jeff C. Adding testosterone, one pin at a time.
Hello, folks. Welcome to the Manly Pinterest Tips Podcast. I'm Jeff C., and you're not. And I'm very excited today to be talking all about behind the scenes from a first-time speaker at Social Media Marketing World. That would be me. But first, my 8-week Pinterest and visual marketing training classes are now open for enrollment. If you want to take your Pinterest and visual marketing to the next level, then you need to enroll now. The first class is filling up quickly. Go to manlypinteresttips.com/training to enroll today. This is going to be the cheapest it's ever going to be. Go to manlypinteresttips.com/training. Well, I'm back from a little break because of everything that was going on at Social Media Marketing World 16. For those of you who don't know, I was asked to be a speaker at this year's conference. One of the biggest takeaways I learned from this year's conference was the need to try new things. Hence this show. Today I'm going to be trying something different. I don't have a guest for today's show. Today I just wanted to talk to you mano y microfono and share with you my experiences at Social Media Marketing World. Don't worry, I've got some great guests coming up on next week's show, so these types of shows will probably be rare. But I'd love to know what you think about this type of show. Drop me an email at jeff@manlypinteresttips.com and let me know what you think. So without further ado, let me give you my thoughts on Social Media Marketing World. Okay, first of all, a little backstory. I started this little podcast a couple years ago when I started the Manly Pinterest Tips brand. Doing live shows and podcasts led me to be able to speak on the subject of social media at Podcast Movement Conference, and I've also been performing and speaking most of my life, but this was the first time I had really spoken to a group of my peers about social media. Well, being at Podcast Movement, it led me to being interviewed on Michael Stelzner's Social Media Marketing Podcast, and then eventually hired to run Social Media Examiner's Pinterest account, which led to me running the Instagram account at Social Media Examiner and being part of their social team. Now, that led to opportunities of speaking at the Social Media Success Summit, providing 2 trainings in the Social Media Marketing Society, which is their paid membership group, and then asked to speak at Social Media Marketing World this past month, which is the largest conference in the world when it comes to social media marketing. So a lot has happened in the last couple of years, and I really truly have been blessed. And to think that it all started with this little podcast. First of all, I want to thank you, my listeners, who have supported me and whom many I got to meet at Social Media Marketing World. Without you sharing my content, listening to my shows, tweeting it out, nothing like this would have happened. You really have changed my life. So thank you from the bottom of my heart. Okay, on to some thoughts about the conference. First of all, last year I attended the conference live for the first time. I had taken a week off and actually drove from Texas to San Diego over the course of 3 days. And if you've never driven across country like that, you really need to do that at least once in your life. I learned a ton of new things and got to see some incredible country. Anyway, last year was a vacation. This year was work. And one of the things I learned this year is that you can never be too prepared. And to be honest, as the days were counting down leading up to the conference, I really did not feel that prepared. You know, I didn't want to squander this opportunity. I know people who would kill to have the opportunity to speak at Social Media Marketing World. And for me, it would be a great place to make connections and give me the opportunity to move my business up to the next level. So, was I nervous? You bet. Now, I don't know what it is about myself, but I've always been more creative and had better ideas closer it comes to a deadline. Can anyone else relate to that? It's like my nerves fire some sort of creative juice in my head. Now, I had been preparing. I'd been thinking of examples. I've been writing an outline, stuff like that. But I usually like to have my talks or presentations written completely out before I go to make a presentation. It makes me feel better. It's kind of how my mind works. But as the conference grew closer, it just seemed like I couldn't get the words down on paper. And that was kind of messing and playing with my mind a little bit. You know, and I also had normal work to do. And then I had all this extra stuff I was doing. Social Media Examiner really needed a training for their social media society for that month before the conference, and they wanted me to do it. And usually their trainings are live, but they had let me record it since they thought it would be easier for me. Well, I'm kind of a perfectionist and I always want to deliver value, so I'm making all these screen captures of video on my phone and giving all these explanations and examples on video, so I'm not really sure that it actually saved me any time, but I was proud of the final presentation and it seemed to be well received. And also, another thing, and I don't know what in the world was I thinking, but I decided to launch a group training during that same time. And for those of you who listen to my podcast regularly, you know that I had been teasing it for a while. So I felt like I really need to get that going before the conference as well. So all these things, you know, work and extra stuff that right before the conference really was a distraction. And I probably could have avoided it all with some better planning. So bam, the conference got here quicker than I was actually ready for, and I had flown out early to meet the team at Social Media Examiner for some meetings and some pre-conference training because we were helping with the volunteers and stuff like that, so we had to be there early for the training. Now, I had my slides done. You actually have to turn in your slides a month early, but I knew that I'd probably be changing them to make them flow better, and I was right. I had some excellent ideas while I was sitting in the airport waiting for my flight, and actually also on the plane. So what did I change? Well, one of the things that concerned me was that I was going into the last time slot on the last day, right before Mark Schaefer's closing keynote, and I knew it would be a rough time. People would be tired from partying the night before, and they'd have all this info swimming around in their minds, and they would be ready for the keynote, and so it was just a rough time to go on. And the more that I thought about it, the more I decided I needed to change the flow of my presentation. You know the saying, you're only as good as your last performance? And I knew that no matter how good I did speaking at Podcast Movement or any of my blabs or interviews or podcasts, that my next speaking gig or interview would be based on how I did at Social Media Marketing World. And I really wanted to blow them out of the water. So I need to figure out what I needed to do to find a way to stand out from the crowd. And I had been reading Do You Talk Funny? 7 Comedy Habits to Become a Better and Funnier Public Speaker by David Nihil in preparation of my talk. And one of the things he mentioned was to make sure that your first 30 seconds grabs your audience. And I knew my audience would be tired, so I needed to do something to wake them up. So I changed my standard joke and greeting to something I felt would grab their attention better. And it went kind of something like this. And so when I walked on stage, I was like, you know, when people first meet me, they usually ask me these 3 questions. The first question is, I didn't know you were a fashion maven or fitness trainer. And the second question people ask me is, how long have you been growing your beard? And I tell them it's a tweed since I just passed my yeared or yearly beard, and now it's a tweed or 2-year beard. And it's great for being recognized at conferences, but it's getting a little embarrassing because I have to tell the ladies, my eyes are up here. And the third question I get asked is what I looked like before I had my beard. And, well, this is when I kind of start the slideshow with a picture of myself and my family when I didn't used to have a beard. Now, this intro did a couple things for me, and I can't take credit for this because David Nihil gives some excellent advice on how to do this in his book. The first part of the intro is kind of self-depreciating humor, and I'm a rather large man with a beard, and the first part about being a fashion maven or fitness trainer is totally not what I look like. And so, poking a little fun at myself at the beginning of the talk, I found almost automatically gets the audience on your side. And the second part of the intro gives the people the chance to know that it's okay to laugh, and it wakes them up for the rest of the presentation. Some of the presentations at conferences can be a little boring, and this gives them great anticipation that this will be something entertaining that they will enjoy listening to. Now, I'm going to get on my soapbox here a little. I think that the content producers that will succeed in the future are the ones that will be providing what I call infotainment, great content that educates as well as entertains. If you can figure out that for your brand or your business, I believe that you'll be successful more than so many others. So, okay, think about that, but end of rant. The other thing that I did after I found out what time I was going to be speaking was to take out some of my data-heavy slides and add stories to make a point. I had listened to Michael Port talk about the art of story on the Social Media Marketing Podcast and was really intrigued. And I think we all love stories. And I had started to use stories more in some other presentations leading up to Social Media Marketing World, but I really took a chance on the one I use for my presentation. And this is why. I knew that even with a solid introduction, I needed to wake up my audience. And I had a great story that I shared in an earlier podcast about how when I was younger, I had sung on stage during my first solo ever, but I had a big hunk of underwear sticking out of my pants. And it's a great story that always gets laughs, but I had used that in the Social Media Success Summit, and I was concerned that some of them would be in my audience. So I went with another story from my childhood and that I was a little nervous to share, but I thought it would help prove my point. And here's the actual story from my session, and so you can be the judge.
Is it real? You know, is it really you? Is the images that you're putting up there something that your audience will connect with? So this is my house when I grew up in Kansas, and this is I lived there all my life. My parents just moved away from there about 7 years ago, and that's my room right there. Everybody say, ah. Ah, okay. Here's a little better look at it. There it is right up there. Ah, yeah. The side room there. The thing is it's a great house to grow up in. We had a great time. It was a very, very nice place. The problem was right down here is the bathroom. And there's no bathroom up the first floor. And I hated getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. So I used to go to the bathroom down the furnace vent. All right, which worked for a great, great amount of time. It was fine until my dad had to go down to the basement and actually work on something. And he was like, what the? So he comes up and says, Jeff, are you peeing down the furnace vent? And I'm like, yes, sir. I was like, I'm sorry. He said, don't do it anymore. I said, okay, I won't pee down the furnace vent. So what I started to do, because I still didn't like getting up in the middle of the night and go back to the downstairs bathroom, is I started peeing out the window. So, which worked great until my parents came home late from church one night, and there was the yellow arch, you know, coming out of that window. Which, so dad comes right back to me and says, listen, quit peeing out the window. I said, yes, sir, I won't pee in the window anymore. And of course I did. Everything was good until finally he comes up to my room and he says, son, have you been peeing out the window? And I'm like, no, sir, of course not. He says, are you sure? Because there's a big yellow puddle underneath your window. And the bad thing was, it was the middle of winter, and it was snow on the ground. And so there's this big, monstrous yellow snow underneath my window. And I said, no. I said, Dad, it must have been a really big dog. And he said, I guess it was a big dog because he peed up all the side of the house. So you look outside and there's this big urine sickle that points straight up to my bedroom window. The point is this, your images always lead back to you, all right? Every stinking time they lead back to you. So if you have stinky stock photography with that guy, you know, shaking hands, that leads back to your company. That's what people are looking at. It leads back to you. So you want to have real, relevant images for your content.
All right, I was scared that people would think it was gross or not get the point, but it seemed that people really enjoyed seeing a glimpse from my childhood, and I actually showed a picture of my old childhood house during the presentation. Now, will I use that story again? Maybe. But the more I use stories in my presentations, the more convinced I am that is the best way to connect with your audience. If you're not using stories in your presentations, you need to. Go listen to Michael Port on the Social Media Marketing Podcast. He has some great ideas on how to discover and craft your own stories. So here's another takeaway from my presentation at Social Media Marketing World. One of the great things about the conference is that they post the recordings really quickly. Now, I hate to listen to myself after any performance or presentation. And I have a feeling that quite a few of you feel the same way. Now, after reading Do You Talk Funny, one of the big things he stresses is that if you want to become a better speaker, you have to listen to yourself and find out what works and what doesn't. So I forced myself, and I learned a couple of things. One of the things that I didn't mention earlier was that I had practiced my presentation that morning numerous times up in my hotel room. And I use Keynote on my Mac for presentation software. And one of the things you can do is to have a presenter view where you can see your slide and the upcoming slide. Well, when I did the actual presentation, right after I did my intro, there was a software glitch, and all of a sudden, I didn't have the upcoming slide view. Now, some of my punchlines and points rely on having the next slide come up right at the proper time. But instead of stopping the presentation and trying to figure out what was going on and killing the rapport that I felt I had with my audience, I decided to press on and do it from memory. Now, I didn't think that made me nervous visually, but going back and listening to my presentation, I was wrong. Listening to the replay, I noticed I was very nervous. The first part of my presentation was really laden with way too many ums and sos that I was really leaning on for a kind of a vocal crutch. And I always thought I knew when I was doing that, but with listening to my presentation, I can hear that I really do use those as a crutch when I'm nervous. Luckily, I smoothed out after a while, but it's definitely something I'm going to be aware of and work on. I would have never really thought about this unless I went back and listened. And I always want to learn and get better at my craft, and I know you do too, so I encourage you to go back and listen to any of your presentations that you've done. If they're not recording it for you, you know, use your phone or bring a recorder to capture and then critique your own presentation. And ask people around you to critique your presentation. I learned some great stuff from a friend of mine on my mastermind that he gave me some points that I may want to change for my next presentation. You know, even though it's painful, it's something that I'm going to be getting into the practice of doing every time I make a presentation. So my session is over. I'm relieved. I had some great support from some great friends that came to my session. My friends from online, it was so great. I almost lost it when I looked at them out in the audience. But very relieved to have it over, and really enjoyed the rest of the conference and connecting with people. But a day after the conference was over, the team, the Social Media Examiner team, had a debrief. Phil Mershon, the director of events, he led the debrief, and he did something really cool that to capture people's thought on right after the event. He had people write down three columns on a piece of paper. He had one called keep, one called improved, and one called stop. And we wrote ideas we had on different aspects of the conference. Then we broke into groups and wrote down on different colored note cards from each of the categories, then placed them on giant post-it notes that were titled with different parts of the conference, like operations, social team, speaker team. And it was a really great way to capture ideas for next year while everything was fresh in our minds. And I learned some great techniques from that meeting, as well as learning that it's okay to stop things that aren't working. So the last part of the trip, I went with a couple of team members to visit Social Media Examiner's actual offices. Now, the main reason I wanted to go was just to get a deeper feeling of connection to the company I was spending so much time with. The offices were nice, but I think people would really be surprised on how small they are. Michael Stelzner's office is really not that much bigger than my own. And it was really pretty incredible to think that this multi-million dollar company that just put on a conference with over 3,000 people in the same place that they have the International Comic Con can be run from such a small office. You don't need a huge office with all these people in cubicles to run a successful business. With today's technology, you can be as successful as your ideas take you. So there are some of my thoughts from a first-time speaker at Social Media Marketing World. To be honest, the time flew by, and I'm still processing all the stuff I learned and the connections I made while I was there. So did you like this format of me just sharing my thoughts and talking in the microphone? I'd really love to know what you think. Just drop me an email at jeff@manlypinteresttips.com and let me know. And don't forget that the enrollment for my group training is going on now and will be closing soon. Just go to manlypinteresttips.com/training. That's manlypinteresttips.com/training to find out more. Thanks for listening, everyone, and I will see you next week.
Thank you for joining Jeff on his mission to help you be successful in the Pinterest world. Would you like to take part in a live show? Be sure to join Jeff's email community at manlypinteresttips.com. Adding testosterone, one pin at a time.